Welcome to the My Money podcast from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find tips on how to make the most of your money to live the life that you want. In this My Money podcast, I'll discuss if you could be a blogger. Now, there's a lot of hype surrounding being a blogger. It certainly can be a lifestyle choice, as it has been for me. Because being a blogger, you're a freelance self-employed worker, so you do have more control over where and how you work. So it can help you live the life you want. But you have to take into consideration if it will earn you enough money to live the life you want. Now, I've been a blogger for the last 6 or 7 years. I mean, I've been an online publisher for 10 years, but I started officially being a blogger in October 2006 when I started to use self-hosted WordPress to publish on my travel site, Europe à la Carte. So as I said, in my opinion, blogging isn't a quick or easy route to becoming rich, but it is possible to earn a living from it. But it will take time and effort until that happens. It's unlikely that you will be able to charge readers who come to your blog to view or subscribe to your blog, as there's so much free information available on the internet. Unfortunately, it isn't free to produce interesting articles for people to read, because there's the time you're spending on it, maybe learning new things, trying to sell advertising, stuff like that. So it certainly isn't free to produce content, but the end user, the reader, wants it to be free. So how are you going to make a living? Really, the main source of income is going to be from advertising on your blog. So to attract advertisers, you'll need to achieve a decent Google page rank. This is just an algorithm that Google uses to gauge how popular your site, your blog is by the number of people who link back to it. And also to attract advertisers, you'll need to have some reasonable traffic figures. So in my opinion, there are two essentials to blogging. This is if you want to do it to earn money. If you're just doing it as a hobby, then just do it and enjoy it. But if you want to make money from it, you're going to have great content. You have to give your reader something of benefit when they arrive on your blog, whether that be humour, which can be difficult, beautiful photos, useful information. Ideally, you'd like people who visit your site to become regular readers and subscribers and interact with you on social networks such as Twitter and Facebook to try and build up loyalty. The other essential, which I didn't really take on board when I started blogging, was search engine optimization. So you've got to think of this in terms of, even if you have wonderful stories, articles on your website or blog, people, potential readers, customers need to be able to find your blog. How are they going to do that? Well, it's most likely going to be through search engines. What they type in to look for something, you really need to have your blog coming in the first 2 or 3 listings in a natural search. That's where you're not paying for advertising, just what comes up. So if you have a blog about widgets and you specialize in mini widgets, when somebody types in mini widgets into a search engine, you want to be coming as high as possible in that search results to increase the chances of that person clicking through and coming to your site. And then once they get there, you've got to hook them. So search engine optimization, I didn't get to grips with it for a while. It really is quite simple. You just have to think about what keywords people are using to come to your site and get them there. So I've got 5 tips to increase your chances of blogging success. Now, extensive research. This is what I didn't do when I started my travel site, Europe à la Carte. It's what I did do when I started Help Me to Save. So I'd suggest that you do a lot of research before you launch a blog. Read up on what has worked for other bloggers. Read plenty of blogs in the sphere in which you'll write. And try to work out what common factors the high traffic blogs share, what you think is making people come to them, why are they popular. Think about the keywords that your blog will target. That's what I mentioned earlier. Whatever your blog is about, what keywords for help me to save, it's saving money, save more money, things like that. So you have to think of the keywords that will be relevant for your site and try and get them in your domain name and use them in your posts. You need to choose a topic about which you are very enthusiastic and knowledgeable. Because bear in mind, you're going to be writing hundreds, if not thousands, of posts or articles about all aspects of that topic. So I would really suggest a lot of research before you start. It's going to pay dividends. Also, you're probably going to have to learn some technical skills. Now, you can blog without having any technical skills by using a hosted WordPress blog or the Google Blogger, but you don't have very much control, especially if you want to make money. So it's much better to have a self-hosted blog, and you have to install the files with your host, which they say isn't difficult, but I'm not so sure. I think you have to have a fair bit of technical knowledge to get started. I was very fortunate. One of our sons went on to study computer science, so he was always very interested in IT and computers. He got me set up. I'm not sure I could have managed to do it on my own, but I still had to master things like basic HTML, this is a language for computing. I can only manage very basic, but that's enough to get me by. And just how to do things like change widgets, adverts, banners and things in the blog sidebar. So my third tip to increase your chances of blogging success is to focus on your readers. Always think about giving your readers what they want and what will keep them returning to your blog rather than your competitors. You need to get this traffic to your site if you want to sell advertising. I sometimes think, especially in travel blogging, that bloggers can be thinking too much just describing what they did and not thinking enough about what would be, what aspects of that destination, what information would be most useful to the reader rather than just necessarily talking about where they ate, what they visited. But it depends. Sometimes that works too. Now, you mustn't expect to earn money too quickly. Yes, you'll have read all the hype. Make money travel blogging, quit the cubicle, become a location independent worker, promises of how much you can make. Bear in mind that a lot of people selling these dreams are only making money by selling the dream. They're not really making money blogging. They're making money out of selling ebooks about how to make money blogging. So I would take it with a bit of a pinch of salt. If you're single, you really need to have a day job to cover your basic living expenses, or have a working spouse or partner who can cover the bills. Don't think that you can just set up a blog, write a handful of posts, stick on some Google ads, and the money will come rolling in. Not quite true. If you give yourself some breathing space to get established, this is essential, I think, but you do need to give yourself some goals and deadlines, how much money you're going to make by a certain date, and see if you can achieve that. And related to not expecting to earn quickly is being realistic. I've mentioned about, you know, make money, travel, blogging, get rich quick schemes online. You really have to be doggedly determined and prepared to work very long hours. You will have some disappointments and setbacks, and some days you just feel you can't be bothered to write. When you start doing something as a job, when blogging becomes your job rather than a hobby, part-time interest, it doesn't feel quite the same fun because there are aspects of it that you might not enjoy so much, and you're actually under pressure to earn a certain amount of money. So yes, you could be a blogger and you could earn some money from it, but it's going to take quite a bit of time and effort, and I do hope that my tips are helpful to you if you're thinking about setting up a blog. You can read more posts on Help Me to Save, at www.helpmetosave.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast if you prefer to listen rather than read our posts. And we also have a free monthly newsletter, the Money Saver newsletter. For even more money saving tips, you can sign up to this on the site. Thanks for listening, and do join us again soon. Goodbye.